Oh, boom. I got the Bears. Mr. Chicago Nick here. He took a break from his sausage making in the good old downtown Chicago. And Andy, who was panhandling in Nashville about, what, 25 minutes ago, just got back home and is ready to talk some football.
Yes, sir.
Well, welcome both of you gentlemen. Now, out of all the matchups, I got to say, you two, I feel like if we combined your teams, we could form like this super mega team that could beat all the other playoff matchups, and you would score like 500 points. Am I incorrect in that notion, Nick?
I think that's accurate. Our teams have actually worked together a lot, too. I've had some big trades with Andy, and that's helped put like these teams together. He's got my Lamar for one, and he's got my Damon Harrison, and then I've got his freaking Chris Hogan, who's hurt and doing nothing for me. He got the better of me.
It seems like all my players get hurt when I trade.
that's the notion of it, right? So we should just stop trading with you, and it should never just pop on our head. Like, that just should never happen.
Yeah.
All right. So, Andy, this year has been quite a roller coaster for you. I mean, for the most part, you've been kind of on the outside looking in. I mean, both of you are first-time playoff contenders. But, Andy, this is really the first time that you have been a serious, serious playoff contender. The last 2 weeks, you've been scoring 380, 400 points. Like, it's been two very quality weeks for you. Talk about your chances heading into this wild card matchup and sort of the evolution of your team.
Yeah, the last 2 weeks have been great. Putting up the high score was amazing in week 11. And then into my two key matchups, I had to win them both to get into the playoffs. So it really was a roller coaster ride because the middle of the season, it kind of looked like, oh, okay, I can make a move into the playoffs, and then I lost three in a row before the last three wins in a row. So it was kind of up and down, like you said. So going forward, I hope the team can keep on rolling, and I got a rematch against Nick because I played the NFC North for my conference matchups, and I think he beat me by 30 or 40, and so the rematch, and our guys are out for blood.
Excellent. So you, what were some big like trades that you made heading into the deadline that really elevated your team to the next level? I mean, you Collins, Poyer, Miller, Harrison. You made a lot of moves, right?
Yeah. I kind of remade my roster. Didn't do it season one. I didn't really get some big moves, but this year, I traded. I got AJ, and then moved AJ in a quick deal to get Antonio Brown. So right. Antonio Brown really shown for me the last few weeks. He's really been the bright spot. And then right at the deadline, I made some swift moves for everyone kind of didn't like my first rounders for safeties, but the Poyer, when he was healthy, Landon Collins have really put up some points for me, though. I think it really put me over the edge, pushing towards those, 400 average scores I've got the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, man. They have been beasting for you. I mean, I think both weeks had over 50 points from your safety position, which is huge. Nick, let me talk about you for a second, because you have been one of, if not the best team in the IFL for at least half the season, at least regarded as so. And then the last 2 weeks, you've kind of slid back. Well, maybe not week 11, you actually scored 380. But week 12, you had your worst week of your season. So going into week 13, how do you feel like your team is going to rectify your 242 that you put up last week?
Well, first and foremost, Cutler's back. I think that's going to make a big difference for my team. Oh. Not because I'm going to start him. I mean, obviously I'm going to start him. But just as a moral thing for the team, losing him for those 2 weeks, it really caused us to fall apart at the seams. There's just a certain amount of leadership that you can't replace, and that's really a big part of it right there.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, shit, is he like distributing like packets of Marlboros before the game and just chills everybody the fuck out before
everybody has,
your matchups.
Everybody has a smoke. He'll bust out the hookah, which is a great way to get guys together. And we'll take a few hits on the hookah. He'll give motivational speeches. You know, it's something that you don't get from a Tom Brady, you know, a guy that's not a born leader. You know, that's a selfish little baby, you know, and nobody likes him. But with Jay, yeah, you hang out, you have some drinks, you have a good time, and you bond like that. You know, you could point to the fact that I started Alf Morris last week and he didn't do shit, you know, and that maybe, you know, didn't help, but mostly it's Cutler. But,
Well, I'll tell you what, it sure helped Alfred Morris and Ryan Grant this week that Cutler was back, didn't it, Andy?
Yeah,
I mean, you look at that and you see right away just in the first game back how much of a difference it makes having him in the locker room. You know, so those guys are blowing up for about 55 combined points. You can imagine what LeSean McCoy, Jordan Howard, and Leonard Fournette are going to do against some really tasty matchups this week. You know, we had bad matchups this week. It's what I look at when I look at Andy's team. Terrible matchups this week. I mean, his team is really in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Andy, do you care to comment?
I think they're going to overcome. I think they're, you know, some of my guys are have been hitting a good stride lately. My defense is the linebackers have picked up, their weight, and I think defense wins championships. So we'll see if that comes through this year.
Yeah, you got both of you. Excellent linebacking cores. Andy, McKinney, Mosley, Ogletree, and Van Noy. Nick, Kirksey, Schobert, Wagner. Who the fuck is Kelvin Shepard? I thought you had somebody else who was better than him.
Yeah, well, I got Wagner, Schobert, Kirksey. Kelvin Shepard is going to be starting in a three-down thumper for New York this weekend, so I should be able to get some points out of him. I had Jatavis Brown. He's obviously had some problems with injuries, and now that I think that team is looking at him. Being the Chargers, I think they're looking at him as maybe not the fit that they wanted him to be. Denzel Perryman comes back. You know, I think it's going to have to – we're going to have to wait a year on Jatavis to see where he really ends up. But I've still got the good, strong linebackers. I can always throw Lorenzo Alexander in there. You know, and he's actually putting up some really solid points as an outside linebacker.
Interesting. Especially in the playoffs, you've got these guys who are going to come into your lineup you've never started all year, and they could be your unsung hero, or they're going to give you a donut, and that's the guy who's going to be sitting next to you when you're shower crying after your playoff loss.
There you go.
All right. Let me ask you a question. So, Nick, first, your three matchup, the three other matchups, who you got in each
one? Oh, shit. Well, I'm going to have to remind myself a little bit here. I know Barry's going to rep the NFC North, and he's going to take Brian down a peg, which I think everyone's looking forward to. So that's bound to happen right there. And then what else do we got? Who are the other two matchups real quick? Oh,
Mark and Braff.
Mark and Eric.
Indianapolis.
The Mark and Braff matchup, man, that's probably the one I'm most interested in, a lot more than my own game. Just because those guys are really active and really important members of the league. You know, and I think it'll be fun to see what happens there. I think it's going to be close. My money went to Brad, you know, so I've got about $5,000 riding on him in Vegas. Just because I feel like he's got the slight edge. He's got a good punter. And that's really, really important to Miami's team.
Interesting. Good to know. I tell you what, ever since Donnie left the Dolphins, it's mm-hmm. never been mm-hmm. the same, though. It's never been the
That's
same.
That's so true.
And who did you say that you had in the in the Denver, Indianapolis
it's an
game?
Irrelevant game. It really doesn't matter. I'll pick Eric because he's a buddy of mine, and Marcus has shown us that he's a terrible GM, and he only comes on to provide humor, and that's not what we're looking for.
You are such a fucking troll, and I love it. Andy, how about you? Who you got?
Well, I'm going to go with my brother across the sea and the showdown everyone's looking at. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take Mark over Brad.
Mm-hmm.
A slow start for Mark, but I think his running backs will key in. Fournette, Gurley, Kamara. Especially Kamara, he's been in games, and I think Carrick has got a few holes in their defense. do good for them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Marcus, see a new guy. You know, I was a new guy last year, and I want to see a new guy come through partly in AFC. I know they've got two new guys, in the, you know, two out of six going mm-hmm. there. So.
The two newest owners made the playoffs.
Shit. Yeah. And I'm going to go with, and I got to try my best, Barry.
Please don't do that.
Barry over Ryan. The rapist is going down on one. Yeah, he's going to love his, what is going to be like the 12th pick in the draft instead of the first that he's rooting for?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So that would be interesting just to see Brian go from almost having the first pick to like having one of the best teams in the league to wanting to get the first pick, then to losing in the first round potentially and having the 12th pick. I don't know if I was in his position, would I be, hey, I would rather have the division crown in the 12th pick and then lose in the first round, or have the first pick and go, you know, 8-8. Like, Nick, what would you want?
I mean, I would want to make the playoffs. That's how I am. I know there's a big discussion that had gone on in the last 24 hours. You know, Nils talking about the playoffs don't mean shit. While he's over there with his shitbird medal of a fail trophy. You know, so it's easy to say, and I love Nils. I got to put that in. I love him, but you know, it's important to make the playoffs. If nothing else, you know, you've at least got some building blocks for your team. And once you're in the playoffs, I mean, anything can happen. You know, Jason, I don't know. He had a good record last year. I think his competition wasn't that great. He didn't exactly kill it in the playoffs, but he won by just enough at just the right times. And his opponents had some down games. All of a sudden, he finds himself in the Super Bowl, you know, and has a good enough game to win there. So I think you make the playoffs. I mean, that's just football. That's general football, let alone fantasy football. You want to make the playoffs. The 1.1, yeah, it's fun. If, you know, getting Fournette this year was great. But I think it's always a gamble, even though I really love some of the guys that are coming out next year. It's always going to be a gamble. You know, you get your playoffs, you take it.
Yep. Especially when you're fucking a Jaguar. Like, I was always so like, yo, the Jaguars and the Browns and just those two franchises just scare the shit – and the Jets. Sorry, Andy. But those three franchises just scare the shit out of me whenever we talk about fantasy anything. Just like to avoid those teams.
All right. I'll take your word for that.
All right, fellas. Thank you so much for taking the time today. Best of luck this weekend. There wasn't a whole lot of fireworks going on Thursday, but – oh my goodness, there will be some on Sunday. So you both have very good teams, and be proud of how of your seasons this year and what you've done.
You got it. And look out for me next week if I can get this done again.
You're not doing shit against me, dude. It's over. It's over. You're gonna be shower crying very, very soon, my friend. And I'm afraid it's gonna be ugly. Like I said, you have terrible matchups. This is not gonna go well for you.
We're going to try our best.
The bold predictions.
All right, man.
All right, boys.